In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. As I was reading about Jesus as teacher, I was remembering my teachers in my life. And I don't know if this has happened to you. The first time it happened to me, I was more recalling actually at the early service, was the fifth grade. And at that time, we would go down to the school, a week or so before school started, and you'd have to go down the hallway and find your name on a list so you'd know who your teacher was. I expect maybe it comes by email now, I have no idea. But the fact of the matter is, so I went down there and I was going into the fifth grade and there was a fifth grade teacher nobody wanted, Mr. Block. Guess who my fifth grade teacher was? And nobody wanted him because he was difficult. He was too tough. And the reality is, he had very high expectations of his students. So he was my first difficult teacher. There's been others, mostly in my undergrad and graduate work. And as I was reflecting on this and hearing Jesus as he's come into this place of Capernaum with his brand new disciples, his new students, those who follow him as their rabbi and teacher, I thought to myself, what a very interesting day this must have been for them if you follow it along with the way in which Mark presents it. He's just called them. And now they've moved on to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. That seems reasonable. They probably expected that. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Now, Jesus is this itinerant sort of rabbi who has called these people to follow him. This is the understanding, the worldly understanding of who he was at this time. And these people had said yes, we will follow you. And this is perhaps maybe the first official teaching that he does. And he does it in a way that nobody has seen before. He's done it in a way that rises above what the scribes, the keepers of the law, the keepers of the faith, would have just sort of revealed again and again what the law is. The Pharisees and the priests would have perhaps taken it a little further, a little deeper explanation, but Jesus apparently is doing this in a way no one is used to. They are hearing him speak in a way that I suspect was probably a little bit challenging to them. And when I think back to those teachers and professors I've had over the years, the ones where everyone sort of went, oh, who'd you get for whatever the class is, and you tell them and everybody goes, oh. And you know how it is if you've gone through college and all of a sudden you're online going, who else is teaching this? How do I get a different professor? When I did my undergrad, that really wasn't an option. I did my undergrad through a Pell program. That's a nice, polite thing of saying program for experienced learners, which means I was old. And so were my classmates, by the way. In fact, I was younger than most of them. We had a professor or two that were a bit of a challenge. One of them actually had my classmates in tears often. He had very high expectations of his students. He was not the only one, and it just continued. But when I look back and I can see each of these professors now, something very important happened for me by having them as my teacher. They had high expectations, and they made them very clear, and they taught with authority and a clear understanding of their topic, and a clear understanding that you were to learn it. And when I look back at each of them now, all the way back to Mr. Block in the fifth grade and coming forward, you know what? They are the ones who changed my life and understanding, because they never held back the fullness of what they were called to do. They taught with authority. And as Merriam-Webster dictionary would say that when authority is someone who has power to influence your thoughts, your opinions, and your behaviors. Each of them changed me and my understandings. I suspect Jesus' disciples today, as they are in this synagogue, maybe had a moment where they thought, we should have sat in the back. Then we could just slip out and maybe they'll forget we came in with them. But they didn't. They accepted his authority. And they allowed themselves to be influenced, their thoughts, their opinions, their behaviors, because they trusted their teacher, the teacher who taught with authority, who didn't do things the way everybody else did them. And I thought to myself, how interesting, because the professors and other teachers I've had over my lifetime, the ones who really had this effect on me, that I really fell under the authority of their teaching, they didn't really do things the way other people did them. I don't know if you ever took statistics. Yeah, I don't know why I needed that for a human development degree, but I did. The professor came in and he immediately took a poll. What's your anxiety level? And of course, it was 1 to 5, so the anxiety, average anxiety level of the class, because now we have to do the bell curve, you know the thing, was like a 5 out of 1 out of 5. And then he talks to us, he goes, did you get my email? And we're like, yes. Did you see the exam that was in your email? Yes. I am going to tell you the answer to every question on that exam. That is your midterm. Nothing's going to change. I'm going to teach you how to find the answer to every question on your midterm. And you can write in your book and use your book. And I'm thinking, I like this guy already. And then he took the poll again. The anxiety level of the class? 5. Still. And people would ask him questions over and over again that he had already answered, and they'd get all nervous. He's like, did you not hear what I just said? I'm going to tell you the answers. Because he knew no one was going to learn anything unless they calmed down and came under the understanding that he knew what he was doing. And when people would keep pushing him on it, he would sit back. He chewed gum all the time, which was an odd thing, I thought. He'd sit back in his chair, and he'd take the gum out of his mouth, and he'd stick it on his forehead. And he'd just stare at the ceiling and turn around in the chair until they were done. We were supposedly adults. And I would just laugh, and I thought, so funny. And I, you know what? I just relaxed. And I actually learned statistics. Because I trusted his authority. He had unconventional methods, but he did it in such a way that I trusted him to actually get me through it. And he did. Jesus not only begins teaching with authority that was unheard of so far, with his brand new students there by his side, in the middle of it, an unclean spirit speaks out of the man in the synagogue. Now, that must have been a little unsettling. I'm not sure how I would behave should that happen while I was standing before a group. But just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Now, I am assuming that didn't immediately go over well. And then just to take it to the next level, to establish himself as the teacher with authority, Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit convulsing him and crying with a loud voice came out of him. They were all amazed. I suspect they were. Must have been quite the conversation at coffee hour. And then they asked one another, what is this, a new teaching with authority? Well, they answered their own question. What is this? It's a new teaching with authority. That's the way it's written in there. I didn't make that up. And here's the truth. If we look at our lives, and I suspect it's maybe true for you also, because I got some very polite nods a minute ago. Someone has taught you in such a way that it has actually changed who you are, amen? At some point in your life, you have sat under the authority of a teacher who you gave the opportunity to be influenced by them, your thoughts, your opinions, and your behaviors, amen? And I ask you, was it easy? I suspect it wasn't. And the other thing I've discovered is the older I get, the more difficult it becomes. And here we sit, brothers and sisters, and we need to ask ourselves today, are we disciples of Jesus? Have you ever thought of yourself as a disciple? One who follows Jesus as their teacher? Because that's all he did with these disciples, right? We heard it just last week. He said, follow me. And they put their nets down and left their family businesses, and they followed him to become his disciples, to learn from him. And he says the same to us, doesn't he? Follow me. And many of us have said, yes, we will follow you. Have anybody? Okay, well, the eight of us are following. Have you chosen to follow Jesus? Yes? Amen? Amen? See, we've made a choice, brothers and sisters. Just like we did when we had that teacher that challenged us, we have made a choice to follow Jesus as a disciple, to learn from him. And I don't know how it's gone for you so far, but I have to tell you, of all the teachers I have had in my life that had offered me challenges that have changed my perspectives, my understandings, my opinions, and my actions, he is the toughest, with the highest expectations of me as a student. And there have been times, just as when I was dealing with these other worldly teachers, when I didn't want to listen to what they said. Another interesting thing, when we hit those moments, whether with a worldly teacher or with our teacher, God, the Son of Man, the Son of Jesus, the Son of God, when we hear those challenging teachings from him, we still have moments when we're thinking, I don't think so. That's too much. And we'll go seeking another answer. I've done that too. And gotten wrong answers, which sent me right back to the feet of my teacher to hear the hard lesson, to live under his authority, to allow him to influence my thoughts, my behaviors. It hasn't been easy. And it never seems to get easier. But it is always done to improve me, just like all my worldly teachers. When I allowed myself to receive the authority of their teaching, it's a moment in my education where I know something changed. Amen. Our journey with this Jesus who calls us to follow him, to hear his teaching, even when it's more difficult than we can handle, he does so with great authority, not so that he can lord it over us. He moves with authority. He is not authoritarian. He calls us to follow. He doesn't demand we get in line. And when we choose to follow and we hear even the most difficult teachings, even if others around us find it difficult and want to make it easier, he is our authority, and that is how we follow and lead him, let him lead and direct our lives. So we stop and think, brothers and sisters, in this day and age, who is your teaching authority? Does it come on the news? Does it come from the internet? Does it come from your elected officials? Does it come from your social media accounts? Who is the authority in your life who teaches you with proper authority? What is changing your thoughts, your opinions, and your actions? When you discover that, you discover your teacher. So I would say to you, a few minutes ago, I said, did you choose to follow Jesus? Then let him be the authority, the teacher that has the opportunity, the power to influence your thoughts, opinions, and behaviors. We see in the gospel today, a powerful new teacher has entered in. We, like his disciples in this story, were called to follow, and we said yes. Even when he does things that almost look impossible. Even when his authority reaches beyond this world and can claim things for him that we thought could never be reclaimed at all. Just as he casts out unclean spirits, he can make us clean. We just need to decide who is our authority. Amen.